This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
God looks at motives in your life because people do. Look at verse 3. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. Just a side thought, God knows not only what you do, but he knows why you do it. But be honest here for a minute. Have you ever done anything with a wrong motive? Sure you have. So have I. Goodness wasn't behind it. You had an impure motive in what you did. You were seeking the praise of men. You were seeking the praise of women. You were seeking something that you were going to get out of the deal. And the Lord knows the motives for why we do anything. Let's talk about flattery in verse 5. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. What about flattery? You know, every time the Bible talks about flattery, it's always connected with deception. Warren Wiersbe says, a flatterer is a man or woman who manipulates rather than communicates. I love that. A flatterer is a man or woman who manipulates rather than communicates. Flattery is always connected with deception. I want to focus in on verses 7 and 8, where Paul describes his relationship to the church at Thessalonica with the people there. We were gentle among you. You know, that's interesting. I didn't even talk about this in the first two services. But if there's one character in our lives, one person that we should associate with gentleness, it should be your mother. Now, some of you have trouble with that because you had a mother who was anything but gentle. You had a mother who didn't display or manifest gentleness, but that's a biblical trait, a mother who shows her gentleness, her calmness in the way she loves and comforts her children. And Paul says, that's how we were when we treated you at the church at Thessalonica. We were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children, a nursing mother. One of the commentaries said this, if a mother is nursing a baby on a regular basis, she can't hand that baby off and say, okay, Charlie or Mary, you take care of that baby for me. You can't. You're nursing. There's a level of care and a level of time and a life of your life that's dedicated to taking care of that baby just because of the nature of the physical relationship of being a nursing mother. And that's the analogy Paul uses first. We were gentle, and we were like a nursing mother, and we loved you so much. I love this, what Paul says. We not only shared the gospel with you, but we shared our lives with you. Part of being a mother is sharing your life with your children. Part of being a father is the same thing. I don't think I'm breaking any confidences in telling this, and if I am, I apologize in advance. I told it in the first two services, but the first 6 weeks of the year, we had a study called The Journey Home. 43 different groups met in homes and restaurants, different places, 43 groups of people. And I've heard this several times from different sources, so I'm not singling anybody out. The same story was repeated, where a number of people said to somebody who told me the story later themselves that there were cases in their group where maybe a couple came up and said, you know, in all honesty, we didn't get much out of this study. Didn't do a whole lot for us. But we did listen to several people tell their story, and I think we encouraged them. In another case, somebody said, well, we didn't get much out of it, but we were able to encourage some younger Christians. And all I said was, that's why God put you there. That's why you were in that group. It's not always about, what's this doing for me? What have you done for me lately? What has this group done for me? Sometimes God puts you in a situation, shock of ages, so that you could be ministering to other people.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.